The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Forensic accountant J. Allen Kosowski attempted to confirm the McDonald's financial soundness. He said the former governor had excellent credit and did contribute to his retirement account, signaling that the couple had disposable income and did not need wealthy businessman Johnny Williams to bail them out. But prosecutors got him to concede that the payments were staggered until Williams gave Mrs. McDonald a $50,000 loan in 2011. Their accountant then testified that they never hid the loans nor Star Scientific stock from him or on tax forms. Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry Todd Haymore testified that neither his agency nor the Virginia Tobacco Commission supported Williams' tobacco-based product, and McDonald never asked them to do so. Later, a VCU management consultant hired to resolve problems at the executive mansion testified that there was a lot of drama there because of the former first lady, and at one point it was suggested that she move back to the couple's home. Dr. James Berg, who is a clinical psychologist, also said Mrs. McDonald was suffering from anxiety and possibly depression. At the federal courthouse in Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.